Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Schult. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Van Groh. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Van Groh. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Earhart. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Rube Earhart. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earhart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson moves to third. Kritz moves to second. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swanson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Reds. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kyler tags and moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Earhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vengroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vengroe takes first base on ball 4. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to third. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swanson scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. Allen moves to second. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earhart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a line drive into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Footsie Blair now playing second base. Johnny Moore now playing center field. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stripp hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Earhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Earhart strikes out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stripp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vengro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vengro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vengro hits a line drive into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Earhart, and towards Ford, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Stevenson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Beck. Beck fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Beck. Allen moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Reds. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gooch. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Gooch steals second. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stripp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gooch scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Rube Earhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Earhart hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Swanson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Swanson reaches third base with a triple. Stripp goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Reds. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earhart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blair moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chick Tolson now playing first base. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Vengroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vengroe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vengroe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Ford reaches third base with a triple. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stripp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 6-0, Reds. Rube Earhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Earhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stripp moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Swanson bunts towards first. Tolson scoops it up and throws to first, with Blair covering, for the out. Stripp moves to third. Earhart moves to second. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stripp scores. Earhart moves to third. It's 7-0, Reds. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Kritz reaches third base with a triple. Earhart scores. It's 8-0, Reds. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kritz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Reds. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kvin Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 3 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earhart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz misplays the ball. That's an error on Kritz. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen throws the ball into Kritz, who tags Moore trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Blair moves to third. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.